This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Whether you're working out or working on your high score, you never settle for less. So why should it be any different when you choose your protein drink? Rockin' Protein comes in three delicious flavors, has 30 grams of protein, and is always made with fresh milk. So you're never left with that chalky taste. Rockin' Protein. Never settle for less than a great-tasting, high-quality protein drink. Visit rockinprotein.com to find Rockin' Protein wherever you are. Rockin' Protein and Shamrock Farms are registered trademarks of Shamrock Foods Company.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds gummy clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy Nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
What's upset you now?
I mean, and this is on me, I hate the fact that I have started watching ITV in the morning. Firstly, I think if you watch ITV for more than an hour a day in the morning, you should have to resit your GCSEs once a year, because I'm telling you now, I can feel my brain power diminishing as I watch this.
Well, why have you put it on then?
I'm addicted. I can't help myself. And it's like the pub. You say you're going in there for one, I join at about 7:30, and then loose women is like the dirty nightclub at the end of the night. I'm there, GMB, Lorraine, this morning, and there I am, loose women, dancing around with my flies undone. I don't know why I've been dancing around with my flies undone.
What?
But it's just, once you're in, they talk absolute shit on there.
You love it, Paul. Don't come at me with, oh, I can't stay. You love it.
It's like self-harm. I'm sat there watching it with like a frown on my face.
That's when I'm at my happiest, is when I'm sat there with a frown on my face.
It's like listening to goth music. Unintentionally, they don't realise that they are serving something in me that needs to be unhappy. You see, the other day they were talking about the anxiety of coming out of lockdown. They had a behavioural psychologist on there. And Dermot O'Leary and Alison Hammond were sat there talking to this guy.
You even know that? Who's Alison Hammond?
Oh, I know them all. Alison Hammond, she was in Big Brother, and now she's on there.
Oh, she interviewed Harrison Ford and Ryan Gosling.
Did she?
Yes.
You seem to know an awful lot about it for someone that doesn't watch it. See what I mean?
No.
You're in denial. At least I know I've got a problem. You're hiding it.
I watch it on my phone in secret.
Exactly, in the dark room. You carry it around in a brown paper bag. What you got on your phone on a park bench? They were saying, oh, like this behavioural psychologist saying, oh, you might be anxious about the fact that you've not had a conversation with another person for a while. So if you live with someone, you might try a refresher conversation.
What the hell? A refresher conversation?
So, like, you know, if you've got your girlfriend or your partner there, you might want to sort of say, look, you know, here's a few questions that might come up in a conversation.
What?
And have, like, a rehearsal for when you're in an actual social situation. And these are three adults sat there having this conversation with straight faces.
So, right, like, role play with your...
They've got nothing to say.
So it's not sex?
No, it's nothing sexual.
It's just life role play.
Well, I mean, I don't know what sort of social event you're attending. It might be sexual if, you know, your next social function is a swingers party, for example. But, you know, for the average Joe, it's like you might be going to the pub. You might want to sort of practice ordering a drink.
Shut up.
Absolutely true.
So, like, I would practice with Grace. You're telling me I'd practice going, oh, one train ticket, please, to Brighton.
Yes. OK, would you like a single or a return?
What? This is me!
Right, let's do it. Come on, let's try it. Let's see if this works. This can't work. We'll try it. Let's try it. You try one of your daily routines with me, and I'm going to sort of get you prepared for the real world. Go on, what do you do on a daily basis?
So I'm going to go into prep.
Okay, I'm working at prep.
Already, I'm like, who the fuck is this new guy? He's got a face like a slapped ass.
Hello. Morning.
Hello there, you new?
Yes, yes, and I'm in a wonderful mood.
This is going to be the first time I've been in there for a while, hence the rehearsal conversation. Oh, hi there.
Hello, sir. How can I help you today?
Great to see you open again. You must be delighted to be back at work.
It's just nice to be back out here. You're looking very fresh, sir.
Thank you very much. I've just had my hair cut. Cool. Needed doing. It's been, it was getting out of control.
I know. It was like I had a pet on my head. It's like I was looking after a sort of wild animal.
I think the longer this goes on, I think they actually had a point. I'm going to tweet later on. Thanks, GMB, for the fantastic tip on having a refresher conversation. Save me making an absolute arse of myself in Brett and Monday. I'll tell you, here's another thing that annoys me as well. People doing impressions of me.
Oh, I'll tell you one other thing that annoys me. People doing impressions of me. What is going on? Honestly.
See, the problem is, I don't know whether that's good or bad.
The problem is, he looked at me and he gave me this look and he did nothing with his face, but I know he was calling me a plonker, but he didn't do anything with his face. There was nothing he did with his face. But I could tell the fact that he was doing nothing with his face, he was trying to undermine me by calling me a plonker. I can't stand that, right? He was trying to mug me off. He was trying to mug me off.
A, I sound about 85 years. I sound like Steptoe. I'm not 85.
And another thing, here's one. go on, what?
Well, I just hate it when people kind of, not pigeonhole you, but just make inaccurate assumptions based on their...
Oh, yeah. I've now got short hair because I couldn't stand the generalisations. The amount of time, like, I don't know how to surf. People will genuinely go, you can surf, can't you? What are you talking about? Like, my hair reaches my shoulders and I go, grabbing that board, let's ride some waves.
I'd love to see you surfing.
I just don't understand why it's okay to make generalisations.
I tell you what, I reckon surfing is a lot more difficult than people give it credit for.
Who's not giving it credit for being difficult? I would say it looks very difficult.
Well, anyone that thinks you can do it for a fucking start.
I just don't understand why it's okay. Why is it okay to make generalisations about these people and not about these people? I've got long hair, so you're allowed to go, oh, bet you like the wacky backy. Like, I can't go up to, you know, like, say, what about those blokes that are bald on top but have a ponytail? I can't go up to them and go, hello, mate, what's it like to be alone?
I tell you what.
What?
I can imagine if you went bald, you would have one of those ponytails.
You would? No, absolutely not!
Why, are you going bald?
I'm not going bald!
Oh, right.
I don't like the idea of it. It didn't scare me, and now it does scare me. It's very odd.
Is there a history of baldness?
No, there's no history of baldness. No. You?
It's sort of Irish, you know, that's history of sort of thick heads of hair, isn't it? My dad is Irish, as is yours, so, like, I think that is kind of... There's no guarantee.
Yeah. What are the generalisations they got? What do you think the Paul McCaffrey sort of generalisations are?
Well, it's just always like, you know, favourite band. Yeah, obviously yours is Oasis. It's like, no, it's not Oasis.
You call Liam Gallagher Liam!
So?
You call him Liam like he's...
That's, I tell you what, just while I'm thinking about that, that's something that really pisses me off. You know when, people reply to celebrities on Twitter, but then other people sort of counter-reply? So it's like, so let's just say, for example, Liam Gallagher will be like, pub, for example, you know, pub, Sunday, pub.
Oh, edgy guy.
And then someone underneath will go, what are you having, a Bloody Mary? And then someone else will reply, Liam doesn't drink vodka, actually.
Oh, my God. God.
And then you'll get people having like a sub-argument underneath.
Oh my God.
So embarrassing.
Yeah, that's why I find it's embarrassing. Come on, what are these generalisations? So people assume that Oasis is your favourite band, and the where they're wrong there is that they're one of your favourite bands.
It's just more...
You're wrong, Paul. You're wrong.
Okay, fine. I can see.
come on, what are the others?
See, that's... You assumed that I was going to argue that point, and you were wrong. Hence... In actually sort of admitting defeat, I've disproved your point.
I've said it to you before. I'm always surprised when you drop in a word that always... Like, you always say, like, ridiculous carry-on.
Yeah.
Which I think is always surprising when it comes out of your mouth. It's like from a different decade.
I wish I was from a bloody different decade, mate.
Which decade?
60s.
I would like 1920s Paris.
Oh, God.
What?
Really?
Yeah!
You're just so cultured.
No, just like the flippers, the girls doing the Charleston, the hair, the dresses, the red lipstick. Oh, my God.
Moulin Rouge. The Montmartre.
Montmartre, the street lamps, the bricked roads. Oh, my God.
Bit of opium, some red wine.
Yeah.
Bit of jazz in a sort of dimly lit, candle-lit bar.
Everyone dancing, doing the same dances.
Beret, pencil moustache.
Amazing.
Honking of garlic. You can't assume that, actually.
That's a big generalisation.
I love garlic. Just on a side note.
I can't have garlic because I know my IBS.
I knew it. Oh, really?
Well, where were you going to go? What?
Vampire. Actually... You would be good in a remake of The Lost Boys.
I'd love to be a vampire. Would love that in The Lost Boys, yeah. In The Lost Boys, Hook, the Joker, or Willy Wonka, or Sheriff of Nottingham. That's what I would want to play.
Okay.
Yeah, we've done this. We've said this before. You know, if you ever meet any casting directors, Paul, send them my way.
Okay. Say, so this guy does a great Willy Wonka.
Not only did I get a haircut, by the way, I've been trying to try and keep my beard in order. And I bought some trimmers to do the beard. And they're quite expensive, all these beard trimmers. I was looking forward to keeping my beard in order. Open the box, right? The cord that you plug it into the beard trimmers. Follow my hand down the cord, get to the plug. It's one of those two-piece plugs.
Have you not got an adapter?
Why the fuck would I...
I don't live in 1920s Paris.
Paul, when I'm buying a beard trimmer, I think we should make the assumption that I don't live on a fucking plane.
I know. Now you say that, why do they make them with those plugs?
I don't! That's my problem! It's absolutely unacceptable! I should have needed an adapter to plug in something I've bought in the United Kingdom! Why are you selling me something with a different plug? And why is it beard trimmers? Imagine that with a toaster! Get back, oh fuck, it only works in Italy. What the fuck is this? It's not okay! And what, of course... I threw away the receipt, didn't I? Because I didn't think I was going to need to take back some beard trimmers. So I just basically burnt 40 quid. Also, whilst we're on plugs, whilst we're on all of that stuff, right? Here's one thing that's bugged me. And again, it's just one of these things that we just accept. And I don't think it's okay. The iPhone, right? When your iPhone dies, and I don't know if this just applies to the iPhone or every phone company. When the iPhone dies, when you plug it in... It's not then turned on. You have to wait whilst it charges before you can turn it on. I've plugged it in. It's plugged in. It should be on. Do you see my problem? You wouldn't get out of a Hoover, would you? Plug in the Hoover. Oh, it's got to wait maybe 10 minutes, sometimes 15 minutes, sometimes 4 minutes. And randomly the Hoover will be ready for me to Hoover. Like what? I don't understand. You haven't finished making the product. That should have been taken to Steve Jobs and then you go, oh, one thing... It will take a few minutes to turn back on. Well, don't sell it then. Finish it. Then come back to me. You could talk to someone on the other side of the globe, the planet.
You should turn up at Apple headquarters, hand them an iPhone, and then like Street Fighter 2 go, finish it.
But do you know what? Like, for me, it is much more remarkable that I can FaceTime someone in Australia than having a phone that once you plug in, you are able to turn on. This isn't too much to ask. I don't want to be left with my thoughts for 7 minutes.
Yes.
Do you ever do a train journey and realise you've forgotten your earphones?
That is the worst.
I mean, cut my balls off.
I know, that is like a 3 hour. You know, like when you sort of sit down and you go to sort of like do the action of getting your headphones from wherever, and as you're about to do it, you go, I haven't got my headphones.
Absolutely.
You realise that you've not put them.
You know. You suddenly can't feel them against your hot thigh.
2.5 hours on Twitter.
Oh my good God in heaven. But when your phone dies, people used to live with this. Wake up in the morning, what's your entertainment? Your thoughts.
Having a shit reading the shampoo bottle.
I never did that. Did you really do that? Or is that just, are you just using that as like the go-to?
No, absolutely. Yeah, just been in the bathroom like,
What did you learn anything? What's in shampoo?
Well, yeah, what was in the shampoo? Exactly, where it was manufactured.
Right, okay.
Have you got any interest in sort of looking at your ancestors?
No.
Do you think, you know, like in Back to the Future where he sort of like goes back and it's just sort of like, they're idiots through time.
Yes.
Like, do you think you come from a lineage of idiots? Like,
what sort of question is that?
Well, I do. I bet you if you went back sort of in time 500 years, there would be a McCaffrey that was not too dissimilar to me.
I would love that.
That's like, I always think of like Marty McFly when he's sort of, you know, running around Ireland 500 years ago.